joined us for breakfast on this Wednesday morning. Another top of 37 today and mostly sunny, of course. Doing it all for Rossdale Homes. Roo, footy fans aren't going to enjoy this news this morning.
No, there's five games for Port Adelaide and the Crows that aren't going to be live. They will be on Fox Footy, but not on Channel 7. They'll be replayed and they're all interstate games, which is going to be upsetting for a lot of people who haven't got Fox and want to watch it live and don't want to get told the scores by their mates.
Many fans rely on it, don't they? And live for their live footy, to be able to sit on the couch on a Saturday afternoon, whenever it is, Saturday night, and watch their live footy. And you know, Roo, the times that you and I'm sure you've been through this as well, I thought, don't tell me the score, I don't want to know the score, don't want to know the score. And you've done it right until you get home and some idiot, you know, you can be pulling in the driveway.
Yeah.
He'll go, oh, you see Port got done? I go, oh, mate, you're kidding. You know, so you just can't avoid it anymore.
Nah, you can't. Let's get Crows CEO Andrew Fagan on the line. Good morning, Fags.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Fags, what is going on here? I think a lot of people thought that all games were going to be live on free-to-air.
Yeah, obviously that's been the case for a long, long time. But, unfortunately, it is one of the byproducts of doing a record broadcast deal. And unfortunately, all four clubs in Western Australia and South Australia have been told that they'll be giving up three of their away games each year. So the Freo, the Eagles, Port and ourselves, and I guess that's our contribution to the large broadcast pie.
But is that Channel 7 saying that they want to put other shows on at the same time, or have Fox just got the rights to those games? How does it work?
Yeah, no, it's more the second part of that, mate. It's Fox, requiring 12 additional games per season on obviously their platform, which required the AFL to shift those across from Channel 7. So it was all obviously when these broadcast deals are done, there's a number of contributing parties, and they fight over the total amount of games and whether they'll be shown obviously live or on delay. That's it. And unfortunately, we don't get a say in it as clubs. We found out about it was when Gillan alluded to it at the broadcast announcement or in the days that followed with some of the detail. And obviously, you've got to wait and see how it plays out in any particular season. But from my understanding, it'll be over the course of the next 6 years, it'll be three games for each club per season that will not be shown live. So 19 of the 22 will, three will not, and they'll primarily be away games. And that's what we've got to work on. And hey, guys, it's probably worthwhile to say as well, though, there's, although it's disappointing, just to make sure people understand that if they are Telstra customers, they can access the AFL app free, which does show all of the games live. So those who are Telstra customers, encourage them to do it. Not quite looking at it on your big screen TV, but it is an opportunity to still watch it for free. Obviously, those who have Fox can watch it there. And the pubs and clubs will be sure to do a roaring trade on those three away games.
Fags, I respect what you're saying, but let's not compare that, please. And I mean this seriously, just as a footy fan. We can't be telling people that are in their 60s, 70s and 80s to say, start downloading your Telstra app when they've sat on their couch, their entire lives and watched live football. I think it's unfair. And Gillan McLachlan, quite seriously, he's doing his job and he's secured the best football rights deal as far as TV's concerned, but it's neglecting the fans. And Fags, we know already that for the last 10 years or so, there are many clubs in Melbourne whose fans haven't been able to see their games on TV. So what we're doing is we're trying to push everyone in this nation towards pay TV, and I think it's unfair.
Yeah, it is, and certainly, let me be very clear, I wasn't suggesting it the same in any way. I was just making sure that people understood that opportunity existed for those that where that worked for them. It's just important to know that it's there if you want to be able to get it. It is disappointing. Obviously, we'd like to have all of our games on free-to-air as they have been. It is important to recognise that there probably is a shift away, but it is part of the balance. So while Channel 7 are a broadcast partner as well, then obviously there will be some guarantee of a number of games on free-to-air television, and that we've got 19 of the 22 of our total games that are. I'm hoping that there will be no more than this shift away of three, and obviously it'll be, now that it's probably been placed on the table by the AFL, we'll obviously know that we want to see clarity in the next broadcast deal. to try and protect the rights of fans. And, you know, we obviously that's, you know, 6 years away, but at least got protection for 19 out of 22 for the next 6 years.
Fakes, do you know off the top of your head how many games, say, a Collingwood or an Essendon or a Richmond supporter would get on free-to-air in Victoria?
Well, effectively, they only get those national broadcast games that are on free-to-air.
Half a dozen, probably.
Yeah, correct. So we're certainly privileged when compared to fans of Victorian clubs who don't get to see their games on free-to-air, their away games on free-to-air in their own market, unless they're one of the nationally broadcast games on it, like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, etc. Now, in Western Australia and South Australia, we're all on the same level, so we always see it all of our games. And now each club has been told that they'll be giving up three. And in New South Wales and Queensland, they still have the same rights that Western Australians and South Australians previously had. I think the logic there is that as opposed to established football markets, here they're developing markets and they're trying to, you know, still generate audience. So it's a battle between the networks for what, you know, they want for what they're prepared to pay and obviously the AFL. My understanding is that, you know, there was probably an initial request for more and the AFL worked to restrict it down to three.
So in other words, in future, let's go to the next paid TV deal or the one after it. We won't see any games. There'll be none.
And that's I wouldn't think that's the case.
You've seen what happens around the world, though, Fags. I mean, look at what happens in the UK now. You can't watch a Test match. You can't watch Wimbledon. You can't watch anything.
But if Channel 7 and that's got coming the money, Dits.
No, but whatever the reasons are, though, it's coming here. That's what's happening.
Yeah, definitely.
While free-to-air television is a broadcast rights partner, and sports still stands up better than any single medium in terms of attracting viewers consistently, there'll be games on free-to-air television. That won't be an issue, but there's issues about the number, Dits, and so that's the one we've got to be careful of. And Dits, if you look across the world, and this is just flagging the future, to your point, it's not just about pay TV, though. It's actually about, you know, the NFL has games that are, you know, Thursday nights that have been given to Twitter. There's suggestions that platforms like Netflix and Stan may become broadcast rights players in the future. So, increasingly, it's going in order for the sports to probably generate the money necessary to grow the game and to do all the things they need to do. The governing bodies will look at splitting those games across various platforms and what that looks like in the future, we'll only have to wait and see. The message here is obviously, look, it's a tough break for our fans. We weren't a part of the decision. We were one of these ones where the Big Brother just tells you what they've done and told the Eagles, Freo, ourselves and Port what was the result of the $2.5 billion deal, and I guess that's our contribution to the fight. Yes.
Look, Fags, great explanation. I didn't sound like I was having a go at you, because I'm definitely not. I'm angry at the decision they've made. But Fags, thanks so much for joining us.
Good on you, Dick.
Thank you.
Andrew Fagan. Roo, I am angry. That's terrible for the fans. The future... Mm. Look, I know what, it's the corporate world. I understand that. But, this game's been built by fans.
So what would you do if you were CEO of the AFL?
Keep the game for the fans.
So sell the broadcast rights for less money? Because that's what you'd have to do.
Yeah, negotiate harder. No, hang on, you've got the product. You own the product.
They own the
TV that gets it out there. You're both in a strong position, so you don't leave the table until you get a fair result.
Yep.
And that's not a fair result. And go back, look, we don't care about fans in Melbourne, I know. Roo, for 10, 15 years, their fans haven't been able to see their team.
Yeah, I know.
How ridiculous is that?
Yeah, I know. That's the way the world's going, isn't it, unfortunately?
You need fans for this game. You need the players, you need the administrators, and you need the footy fans.
Yep.
And they scream at us. I keep saying this to you, Roo. They scream at us every year. Please sign up. Please be a member. Be a member of your football club. Well, and then they do things like this to you.
Mm.
It's not fair.
Yep. It's a tricky one.